Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening,
Hello.
We're conducting a... Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. It will take just a few minutes and your answers are completely confidential. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all.
I'll definitely vote.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages. 18 to 45, 46.
What did you say?
Your age? Just to make 85. Sure we speak to all ages. 85, okay. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
Florida's good.
And from the following, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, or political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., moral issues like abortion.
Replacing Joe Biden.
But I have a few more, okay? Maybe you change your mind. Moral issues like abortion and... Okay, I understand, but I need to read everything verbatim, so please, I will speed up my reading, okay? I have moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, or cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, or the last three, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, economic issues like taxes and government spending, or the last one, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. So, the most important to you right now? Okay.
Give me Joe Biden.
And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know. You can indicate that as well. The first one is David Jordan. Do you recognize the name, David Jordan?
No.
No, okay. Mike Levin, do you recognize the candidate?
No.
Anthony Sabatini?
No.
Mark Jordan?
No.
Adi Owens? Do you recognize the name? Okay. Donald Trump? How would you rate Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Gary Baker?
Don't know.
Never heard of, okay? The last two? Nan Cuff. Do you recognize the name? Nan Cuff?
No.
And the last one, Keith Farner. Do you recognize the name? Keith Farner?
No.
Okay. And now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Keith Farner, Adi Owens, Mike Levin, or Nan Cuff?
I don't have a favorite. No. I don't know any of them.
Okay. But if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Or none of them. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Keith Farner, Adi Owens, Mike Levin, or Nan Cuff?
I don't know any of them.
Okay. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Got better.
Generally speaking, which comes closest to your opinion? I have two options, okay? The first one, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations, We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or, the second option, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. So, which comes closer to your opinion, the first one or the second one?
Oh, that's a hard one. That's a hard one. I'll take the first one.
Okay. And now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I have three options. The first one, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The second one, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I'm somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proved that he's too old and not capable of being president. Or the last one, Joe Biden's debate performance proved what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. The first one, the second one, or the last one?
They're too long. I couldn't keep them in mind. I couldn't keep them in mind.
But if you have to select one of those, the first one, the second one, or the last one?
I don't know. I'm not going to select them if I didn't catch them all. I didn't get them all.
Okay. Would you like if I repeat the statement?
Yes, if you would, okay. Please.
Okay, the first option is, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The second option?
No.
Well, I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies. I am voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proved that he is too old and not capable of being president. That's the second option. Or the last one. Joe Biden's debate performance proved what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. And after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. So
I'd go number three. I'd go number three, I guess.
The last one, okay?
Yeah.
Now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 70% now. Thank you so much for your help. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Carrie Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have two options again. The first one, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Have Kerry Baker just filled as a Republican and paid the fee? The two of them will have faced off in a primary and Republicans will have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Or the second one, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. So which comes closer to your opinion, the first one or the second? After hearing
I don't know that much about either one of those on the appraiser. I don't know. I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with the situation.
Okay, no problem. So the last part of the survey is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the elections for the state house? If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first candidate, a candidate who is bankrolled in his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in the state government. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely.
Oh, no. Where did you get these questions? I don't know.
I'll tell you that. Maybe somewhat more or somewhat less likely.
Less.
Much less or just somewhat?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat. The next candidate, a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant. More likely to support that candidate or less likely?
Repeat it again.
A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
What about it?
Much what about likely. It? Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely.
To do what? Vote for him?
To support that candidate. A candidate who has
much less likely. Less likely.
Much less? Or just somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Just somewhat, okay? The next candidate, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants. More likely or less likely to support that candidate?
What was it about now again?
A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants. More likely or less likely to support that candidate?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
The next one, a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Well,
much less or somewhat less? Somewhat
much
less.
Much less. Much less.
The next one, a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars. Much less.
Somewhat less.
A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Much less.
The next one, a candidate who has served on the Justice City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
I'm not familiar with it.
No opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. The next one, a candidate who has served on the, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Greenell and Gary Borders. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less.
Much more likely.
Okay. A candidate who is 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Much more likely.
Yes. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Right. Much more likely, I guess.
And a candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
I don't have any opinion on that.
Okay. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Much more likely.
Okay. And the last three, and we're done. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Much more likely.
The last two, a candidate And the last two, a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Much less likely, I guess.
The last one, a candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Much less likely.
Much less likely, okay? And now the last two questions, just for statistical purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
I'd say very.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school graduate from college, college graduate with a bachelor's or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Strongly pro-life or somewhat pro-life?
Strongly pro-life.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.